Welcome back to the Ember Preparability Program podcast series, brought to you by the Flagstaff Group, a disability enterprise supporting life skills and employment for people with disability. In this episode, we'll guide you through the process of building your emergency plan. By following these steps, you'll be well prepared to face emergencies with confidence. And always remember, if you need help doing this, reach out to your support network and friends. By the end of this podcast, you'll have the tools and knowledge to create your personalized emergency plan that fits your specific needs. So, let's get started. Developing an emergency plan is crucial for ensuring your safety, as it provides a roadmap for what to do and how to respond when faced with unexpected situations. In the earlier two podcasts in this series, we looked at assessing your needs, what you need for medication, aids, transport, and who your support network is. We also got you thinking about identifying the potential risks you may have. So, with that in mind, it's time now to put your emergency plan together. Firstly, download a template of an emergency plan at emberapp.com.au. That's www.emberapp.com.au. You may also fill it out using the Ember app, a download from either your Apple or Android store. It is a free app, and once you complete the plan, email it to yourself and your support team so that everyone has the plan. If you're not able to download a plan just at the moment, write the information on a sheet of paper and ask your support team later to help you merge it across. Reviewing Podcast 1. In Podcast 1, we looked at assessing your needs. Here are a few things to add to your plan. Who is your support network to help you? What medications do you need to take? What support aids do you need to take? What transport are you taking? Where is your safe place? And how will you communicate with others? In Podcast 2, we talked about identifying risks. What risks do you see that may stop you from evacuating? What is your Plan A? And, as importantly, Plan B? Will communicating with others during a stressful time be a problem? Now is the time to write it all down. Follow the Ember app template and listen to the Ember Preparability podcast series to help you think about what you need to do. Again, if you don't have a template, just utilize a piece of paper or voice record the information on your phone within the notes section. Who is your support team? Your support team is important during emergencies. Make sure they know who is taking care of you in an emergency, who is transporting you to a safe place, where your safe place is, and who is communicating messages to you and them during an emergency. Share your emergency plan with family members, friends, neighbours, carers, or other individuals who can assist you during an emergency. Should you be needing help, is there a neighbour who can help you? For neighbourhood resources, visit the StreetMate area of the website emberapp.com.au. Clearly communicate each person's roles and responsibilities within your support team. This ensures that everyone knows what to do in a case of an emergency. Provide your support team with copies of your emergency plan. Establish a communication plan that includes emergency contacts, preferred communication methods, and any specific instructions for contacting and informing your support network. Compile a list of important emergency contacts, such as local authorities, your support network, healthcare providers, and any other essential contacts. What are the best communication methods for you during an emergency? This may include using text messages, email, visual cues, or specific apps or devices. Ensure that your emergency contacts have relevant medical information such as allergies, medical conditions, medications, and emergency action plans. Keep a copy of your emergency plan in accessible formats such as Braille or large print if needed, or have a version recorded to help you if you're not a good reader. Test your communication methods periodically to ensure they are functional and reliable. The next part is your evacuation plan. Emergency go bag. Assemble an emergency go bag with essential items such as food, water, medications, first aid supplies, personal hygiene items, a flashlight, extra batteries, a battery-operated radio, and a manual can opener. Consider any specific needs you may have, such as extra medications, medical equipment, communication devices, or comfort items. Keep important documents in a waterproof container. These would include identification papers, medical records, insurance information, and contact lists. Ensure that your emergency go bag is easily accessible and portable so you can quickly grab it during an evacuation. Check and refresh your emergency go bag regularly to replace expired items and ensure everything is in working order. If you have pets, don't forget their needs too. Remember to take them with you if you can, bring their leads, carry bowls and food. They too may also be stressed, so don't forget their favourite toy. A well-prepared emergency go bag is a must-have. A list to jog your memory is on the website emberapp.com.au. The more prepared you are, the better you will feel. Transport. What transport will help you leave early in a disaster? Who will drive you? Will they be available? Develop a list of places and the roads to get there. Identify accessible evacuation routes from your home, workplace, or other frequently visited locations. Plan for different scenarios and account for potential obstacles. Make sure your evacuation routes and meeting points are communicated to your support network and emergency responders. Make sure you leave early and be prepared. Determine when it's best to stay in your current location and develop and practice what you must do to shelter in your home if there is no way out. This may include creating a safe space within your home and ensuring you have necessary supplies such as food, water, medications, and essential items. Make sure your support people know you are staying at home. Ideally, if you go to a safe place, designate a meeting point for your support system or family members in case you get separated during an evacuation. Ensure it is easily identifiable and accessible. Practice evacuation drills with your support system to ensure everyone understands the process and can execute it smoothly. Implement and practice your plan. Having an emergency plan in place is essential for people with disabilities, but it's only that first step. It is equally important to implement and test the plan regularly. Here are some steps to follow when implementing and testing your emergency plan. Review and update your emergency plan continually, ensuring it remains current and reflects any changes in your needs or living situation. Share your emergency plan with family members, friends, carers, or neighbours who can assist you during an emergency. Make sure that they're aware of your individual needs and know how to carry out the plan effectively. Practice, practice, practice. Practice your emergency plan regularly with your support system to ensure that everyone knows their role and can carry out the plan effectively. This can also help you identify any potential problems or gaps in your plan. Stay informed about potential risks and emergency situations in your area. This can include monitoring local news, signing up for emergency alerts, and staying connected with your support system. By implementing and testing your emergency plan regularly, you can ensure that you are prepared for emergencies and able to respond effectively. Remember, developing your emergency plan is an ongoing process. Adapt your plan as needed to ensure it remains relevant and effective. By taking the time to assess your needs, identify potential risks, create your plan, and practice it regularly, you're taking proactive steps towards your safety and well-being during emergencies. In the next podcast, we'll discuss how to review your plan and stay informed and prepared for emergencies in your area. Remember, being prepared is the key to effectively navigating emergencies. The Ember Preparability Program has been created specifically to support you through the imperative journey of preparedness. An online or downloadable emergency plan is available. Again, simply visit emberapp.com.au. This Ember series of educational podcasts was funded by the Australian Government. Take care and be prepared.